Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Well, let's get into part 8 of our current series entitled Be the Church. And today I want to begin with a question. And the question is, who here wants to be blessed? Who here wants to be blessed? Yeah. Woo! You know, I really do believe that if we're going to be the church to our families, to our neighbors, to our community, then we need to bring some blessings. We need to bring something. It's really one of the, it was a part of Christy's message today around the offering. We've got to bring something to contribute. Because when we contribute something, it really does help us to feel a part of the community. You know, it's really interesting. Sometimes you can talk to people and they don't feel all that connected. And as you learn about their recent spiritual and practical activities, you soon discover that they're not doing anything. And so it's really, really hard. Do you know that if my wife and I, if we miss a Sunday, we feel like we're a little bit out of the loop. And we're the pastors of the church. We live, eat, and breathe ministry. And so imagine what it's like for those who are not as committed. So in order to feel more a part of something, in order to feel engaged, you've got to contribute something. I believe that whether you're a Christian or not, there's something about the human condition and the heart that desires to be blessed and to do well. And so today, let's turn to Gateway Word of the Week, found in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, where we can learn today how to be blessed. And let's begin to read now the first chapter of the book of Psalms, verse 1, and it says, blessed, it's a good start, hey, we're talking about blessings, yes? Yes, so it's a good start. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, being God's word, he meditates day and night. That person shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever, I don't know why I did that because I think that's the hang loose sign, but whatever they do shall prosper. And so, according to the first verse of the first chapter of Psalms, you're blessed because of number one, whose counsel you don't listen to, number two, whose path you're not standing in, and number three, whose table you're not sitting at. There's also a number four, but I'll save that for the end. And so a big part of your blessing, according to verse 1, is founded upon what you don't do. So that's kind of good news, I think, for some of us. There are certain things that you just don't have to do, and you'll be blessed. So that's kind of cool. But today, number one, your blessing is on the other side of whose counsel you don't listen to. You know, counsel has to do with the giving of any, either the giving or receiving of any kind of advice. Now, you know, it's everyone's right to take counsel from anyone they choose to, but if you want to be blessed, according to Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you want to be blessed, then this is the first step. Now, I know that Jesus was known as a friend to sinners, and at the end of the day, you can be friends with anyone that you choose to. That's a no-brainer. But we don't take counsel from just anyone and everyone unless It lines up with the counsel of God's word and his people. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "By the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every matter be established." And so, you know, when it comes to the weightier matters of life, the weightier matters of life to be blessed and established, you know, such as in the areas of marriage and, you know, choosing Mr. or Mrs. Right, you know, as a marriage partner, or in the areas of relationships, perhaps a geographical move, a church ministry move or career move, it's always good to seek out godly counsel. You know, those who are further down the track than yourself concerning these matters, those who have, as it were, fruit on the vine, again, concerning these matters. It's just good. It's wisdom, okay? Again, if you want to be blessed. When it comes to the kinds of things that I've just mentioned, Trina and I have always sought out, you know, great godly counsel, again, with those who are further down the track than ourselves, and just to get confirmation. I really do believe that if we are certain that God has spoken to us, then we ought not to be afraid of getting confirmation about that. I really do believe that one of the reasons why people don't want to seek out godly counsel or confirmation concerning the heavier matters of life, like relationships, business moves, ministry moves, whatever else, is because they actually don't want confirmation. They just want to do their own thing. Okay, sometimes people pray about something, and I saw this funny meme once upon a time with a guy holding up a sign which said, stop praying to God about it when you've already made up your mind. You know, quite often I hear a lot of, and look, I'm not judging anyone who's ever said this, by the way, but, you know, sometimes I hear people say, you know, and I've really prayed about it. And I know that they haven't. They've just made up their own mind and said, God, what do you think? It's like, don't worry, I've got it. I'll go and do my own thing. You know, sometimes they just tack God on the end of what they're doing to make it sound like God. You know, is it worth taking counsel from God? Like, how good is God's word? Like, is it that good? The question that I'm asking is it worth taking counsel from God's word? We'll take a quick look at Psalm chapter 19, verses 7 to 14. It says, remember, the question that I'm asking is it worth taking counsel from God's word? Okay. Verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple." I'm a testimony to that. "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and they are righteous altogether. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold, and they are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is a great reward." The reason why we don't stand in the path or go the way of sinners is because we've had an awakening. This is an awareness issue. It's become an experience issue. And now it's a wisdom issue. Because hopefully we're all learning, we're all learning in life about what not to do as well as what to do. I saw a funny meme just recently, and it read something like this. It says, "Everything happens for a reason. But sometimes the reason is because you're stupid and you make bad decisions." I thought that was really fantastic. I really liked it. Everything happens for a reason, but sometimes it's because you're stupid and you keep making bad decisions. Anyone here seen the series, it's an old series, Acropolis Now, my Lebanese sister? There's a funny line there when Mimo says, "Hey, I'm not stupid, I'm Greek," you know. Oh, gosh. Don't go the way of sinners. Don't go the way. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A little bit more of a sobering passage in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Jesus also said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way, the path that leads to destruction. And sadly, it says that there are many who go by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and only a few find it." There are two different kinds of paths. One is broad, one is narrow. Jesus said, most of the world travel on the broad. But Jesus said, don't do that. Travel on the narrow, because it leads to life. Number three today, your blessing is on the other side of whose table you're not sitting at. If you want to be blessed, the Bible says, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You know, there's nothing pleasant about hanging with people who are perpetually scornful. You know, people who are scornful are just naturally cynical. They have an unconscious reaction to anything positively new or different. And they find a solution to every problem. And they find They find a problem to every solution. I like these people, but you can't work with them. And they can't have a seat at my leadership table. Why? Because blessed is the man who doesn't sit with the scornful. You know, scornful people have a way of just polluting the blessing and the atmosphere of the table. They have a way of polluting the atmosphere of the room, of the community, which I believe you've got to always protect, because God commands a blessing where there's unity and where there's harmony. Scornful people always like to talk about what's missing, what's not happening, instead of what is happening. Once upon a time, there would be this guy that I would catch up with fairly regularly, and for some reason, they felt it their responsibility to always give me a very long list of all the things that were not right, and it got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I just asked this person a question, like, do you think that there's anything good, happening, because with you, it's like everything is wrong. And that's what scornful people do. When you talk with them, when you sit with them, even if they say something positive, isn't it true? You just walk away feeling like everything is wrong. And because the atmosphere is polluted. And anyway, this guy did respond. He said, oh, no, there's lots of things going, there's lots of things that are good going on. He kind of said reluctantly. I said, well, I'd like to hear them. I said, in actual fact, just so that you know, every time we meet now, you need to give me five great things that are happening, five great things that are going well, before you talk about one thing that you feel is necessary. And but some people are just like that. And I'm a big fan of tweaking, correcting, moving, and improving, you know, myself and what we're doing here. But there's just a headspace that needs to be nurtured and protected. And the way to do this is to have the right seats at the right tables in your life. You know, my prayer ever since this whole season came into being was that we would be very, very fruitful as a church in a season when you're not supposed to be fruitful. Do you understand? Because of this passage. The reason why I declared that is because of this passage, because we are planted, okay? And so, again, it's not an automatic thing, because the blessings come. They come about through three things we don't do and the one thing we pursue. Here's a little story. There was a man sitting in a rocking chair on his porch, and his dog was sitting next to him, constantly whimpering and howling. A neighbor walked by and asked, "What's wrong with your dog?" The man in the rocking chair said that the dog was sitting on a nail, constantly sitting on a nail. The neighbor asked, "Why doesn't your dog get off the nail?" The man looked at his dog and said, "Well, I guess it doesn't hurt enough just yet." You know, a part of your blessing has to do with what you'll no longer tolerate, which I believe can be either internal or external. Internal, when it comes to, you know, thoughts about yourself, thoughts about whatever, thoughts about your circumstances. And they can also be external concerning life, relationships, and leadership. Whatever you tolerate, at the end of the day, will dominate. Whatever you put up with, you'll end up with. And whatever you celebrate, you validate. And so let's recap today. Your blessing is on the other side of number one, whose counsel you don't listen to. Number two, whose path you're not standing in. Number three, whose table you're not sitting at. And number four, making God's word your delight, meditating upon it day and night. I want to give someone the opportunity right now to respond to Jesus on this side of eternity instead of waiting on judgment day to find out that it's too late and that I should have responded whilst I had time in the body and in my right mind. So if that's you today, for whatever reason, perhaps you're far from God, perhaps once upon a time you knew Him, but for whatever reason, you've just gone astray. I want to give you an opportunity to respond right now. The way that we're going to do this is through prayer. And so if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ today, let me make what we're about to do real clear. If you want to be saved from your sins, if you want your sins to be forgiven, I'm talking about every sin that you've ever kept. You know, I don't know, perhaps this might be a good example, I don't know, but you know how some people, when they're not proud of their internet usage and they clear all their data, right, because of where they've been, right? This is what Jesus does on the inside. But let me just say, there's no button on earth that can clear all of our sinful data, all of our mistakes, except the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the sacrifice that he paid upon the cross so that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. This is good news. If you're looking for that clear all my data button in the eternal world, it takes place through prayer. So if you want to clear the data today on the inside, please pray this prayer after me. Are you ready? So let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear Father in heaven, I come before you this day and I humbly ask that you would forgive me of all my sins and that you would cleanse and clear all the sinful data in my life. Refresh me right now. Make me whole. Put a right spirit within me that I can start again, that I can begin again, so that I might be born again in Jesus' name. Amen. So come on, can I just ask, if you prayed that prayer today, just lift up your hand, whether you're rededicating your life to Him or committing to Him for the first time. Wow, wow, thank you. God bless you, hon. I love you. I've only just met you, but I can say I love you. How can I say that, you might ask? Because it's the Father's love. And I look at you and I feel like you're a spiritual daughter already. I just do. So God bless you. Who else? Who else? Don't be afraid. Just put your hand up. God bless you. Let's give Him a hand. Come on. That's awesome. On you, man. What about to my right? Wow. God bless. Let's give her a hand as well. Come on. Wow. What about you on the line? Wowie wow. Come on now. If you'd like to know more, why don't you go to gatewaylifechurch.org.au, click the button at the top right-hand corner of the page, it's called I'm New, and one of our team, please select that, and just fill in the details, and one of our team will get back to you. But that's awesome, man, I'm really proud of you. I want us to give him another great big hand. It's like, who in their right mind wouldn't want their data cleared? You know, even when you clear the data on your computer, even your computer says thank you. Even the programs function more efficiently. Everything's cleared. Why wouldn't you want that in your life? I just want to say to everyone online and on site, if you want to know more, come and talk to a life group leader, come and talk to one of the team that you saw on the platform today, or come and talk to me last, right? Talk to one of the team first, talk to me last, all right? Because you've got plenty of other great people who want to talk to you. And so it's been a great service. In a few moments' time, I've got Lee Grundy, our music director, interviewing Tony and Christy Wanky in the virtual foyer. Ooh, are we wow? Is that anything? What does that mean? Is that a good thing? Hang loose. That's me, hang loose. And then at 12 p.m., Pastor Bali is talking at our 12 p.m. Swahili Sunday. Wowie, well, let's give it up for Pastor Bali. Yeah. I'm excited. Praise God, it's been a great day. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.